most important meal of the day.
Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
I'm ready to be hungry, Leisha. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What are we talking about this morning?
Well, I've been reading a few articles about food trends for 2020. And, you know, you've always got to take these things with a grain of salt. But I've picked five that I think are sort of happening here.
I find it really interesting because I don't often think about how there are trends in food, but of course there are.
Yeah.
And you kind of notice them without really realising it, I think, sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, I think about them all the time. Like, I think because on Saturdays I work in hospital as well, so I feel like you see them come through as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there are people out there doing, like, studies on buying behaviour and stuff so they can actually predict them to a degree. So the first one is vegan comfort food, which I think we are already seeing a lot of here. So I think for a while there was, you know, people thought that people were vegan because they wanted to be healthy, so they always gave them, like, a salad, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But now I think it's more a choice about, you know,
environmental. And that kind of thing,
So vegans still want to eat things like burgers, pizza, pies. So we're definitely seeing a lot more of that. So you've got Wise Boys in the Greyland shops, which is completely vegan and absolutely delicious. And they do, like, thick shakes and soft serves. And so, you know, you can really, and cheese that properly melts, or cheese, you know, inverted commas. And now we're starting to see, like, fast food chains kind of, like, follow. So at the end of last year, Burger Fuel brought out a vegan burger. And I've also noticed over the summer, like, Magnum is doing a vegan Magnum. And Tip Top also has a vegan
I saw that. I almost bought that one, and then I thought, I really do just want a chocolate ice cream right now, so I'm going to go for that classic.
Well, this isn't actually here, but in the UK, KFC are trialling their vegan chicken.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which is apparently awesome.
Yeah. And in America, Burger King's doing, like, a Whopper as well, like a vegan Whopper. So, yeah, so all those kind of chains have
followed. And then McDonald's came out with a veggie burger, but then they couldn't confirm it was 100% veggie.
That seems so on brand for McDonald's.
They used the same fryer or something. So I'm not sure if it took off or not, but it was just cannot confirm
veggie or not.
And along with that is more milk alternatives. So, you know, they're always coming out with more because there's, you know, apparently soy is not good for the environment.
It uses a lot of water, I think.
Yeah, so the latest one is oat milk.
Yeah.
But apparently they're also working on they've brought out something called pea milk, which is made from yellow.
Does not sound very appealing.
No. Made from yellow split peas, which is apparently even better for the environment than the oat milk. So they're always coming up with new milks.
Because then there's, like, pea. I would have been thinking of pea protein.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, a big thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, but it's yellow split peas. So yeah.
I can't say that sounds hugely appealing, but I quite like oat milk. So maybe I'll be proven wrong by that one.
So the second one is ube, which is a, like, hot ingredient they are predicting. So you know how, like, a few years ago, acai berry, like, sort of took the world by storm.
Wow, that throws me right back to cafes to work in, where it would be. Sometimes people would come in and they'd order a smoothie and an acai bowl, and you'd be like, "That's just two smoothies."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you eat what you want to eat. Absolutely no judgment, but also a berry
smoothie.
A little bit of judgment. A berry smoothie and a berry smoothie bowl. All right. Live your life.
So ube is a sweet purple yam from the Philippines,
and
it's bright purple, and so they use it a lot in desserts, normally mixed with, like, condensed milk and stuff.
Oh, yes, I have had this before.
There's a Filipino food truck called Hapuna, which is going to be at the Silo Markets on Friday night, tomorrow night.
Cool.
I actually have to shout out to them. They're one of my favourite food trucks.
Yeah. Are
they? Yeah. I saw them drive into Laneway and I was like, yes!
Yeah.
Actually, you did do that.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, I love that food truck.
So have you tried that? They do an...
I haven't tried their
dessert. So they make this ube panda sal. So panda sal is a soft white, normally white bread, but they colour theirs with ube, so it's bright purple. And then it's got an ube ice cream inside. And every time I've been to buy it, it's sold out. So it's obviously very popular. So
that's, so you're going to try again tomorrow night?
I might do, yeah. Get down there
Brace
early.
There.
The third one is... mocktails and low alcohol alternatives. So on a whole, like, drinking is on the decline. The youth aren't into it anymore.
Interesting.
And so they are coming up with all sorts of, you know, they already have here, you know, Seed Lip and those kind of alcohol-free, you know, spirits. And a lot of my favourite beers are actually, you know, they do some really good low alcohol beers now. Yeah. Like Garage Project does a good one called Fugazi, which is like 2%.
Oh, yeah, that one's delicious. Really nice.
Actually tastes like a full bodied beer, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, and at a lot of restaurants now where they do tasting menus, you can get like alcohol free pairings instead of wine.
Oh, that's really cool.
Which is sometimes like just as good as the alcohol versions. I had one last year at Pasta, that Six Cedar restaurant.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
And the non alcoholic pairings there are amazing. So, yeah. So, more of that.
Interesting.
That sounds like a very positive trend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if there'll be, I wonder how that will go this year. If there will be an alternative. You know, we do have a referendum this year, is where I'm going with this.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if
that's what the kids are doing these days. Who knows? I don't know.
Wouldn't know about that.
The fourth one is something that they were calling charcuterie. So, like, charcuterie, like, is like dried cured meats. And charcuterie is like doing the same kind of thing with
dried fish.
Yeah, so there's this restaurant in Sydney called a place called The Fish Butchery, and he brought out a book called The Whole Fish, and it teaches you how to properly butcher a fish.
My mum's got this book.
And then how to use like the offal, so the liver and stuff like that, to make things, and then also how to like dry cure them the way you would charcuterie, so how to make things like swordfish bacon and and yeah, that kind of stuff. Salmon pastrami.
With those fish flakes that's often in Japanese food, does that fall into that?
Bonito, like bonito flakes?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure. There might be a recipe for that in there. The one where you dry it and then you shave it, kind of.
I just had it recently for the first time.
Yeah.
It's yummy.
Yeah.
Nice
well, I'm
and
not
salty.
Typically a fish person, but I didn't mind those.
Yeah. A little bit salty and made to taste like meat.
Salty, so.
Yeah. And the final one is adult ice cream. So that's things like putting booze in ice cream and just sort of like unusual things. So I had a sourdough ice cream towards the end of last year, which was like sourdough, you know, leftover sourdough that had been infused in the milk and then used to make the cream.
I've had a wasabi ice cream before.
Yeah.
That was actually really nice. I thought it was going to be a bit but it was really good. Yeah.
Duck Island last year, when I walked past, they had a pickle flavored ice cream.
Yeah, so they're doing all sorts of things. But Duck Island does a really good job of it. Just, it sounds weird, but they're not just doing it just to be gimmicky. It actually tastes really good.
Yeah.
So they also recently did like a collab with Garage Project, and they used their white sour peach beer to make a sorbet.
I can imagine that would be really nice. Yeah,
so if you want adult ice cream,
I wonder, would that be alcoholic still?
Probably minor, small amounts.
Interesting.
Yeah. I used to think when I was a kid, if you got like a rum and raisin ice cream, you're being a bit naughty, but obviously like there's very little alcohol content in that.
Yeah.
Can I see your ID, please, for this ice cream from the dairy?
I was, when you initially said that, I was thinking like an adult spider. You know how you put like fizzy drink and then some ice cream into a drink?
My flatmate used to do that with like a Spates and vanilla ice cream, and actually quite nice. Yeah. I'm not saying it's amazing. I'm saying it's not as bad as you think it's going to be.
So are these your predictions, or these are things that are already in the process of trending?
Well, these are the things I read about that I think are happening here that I've seen around here and that I would like to see more of.
Yeah, totally.
But it's
exciting. I'm definitely quite keen to try some more ube as well.
Yeah.
I think I've only had it once, but I remember it being very tasty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be great. Well, thank you very much, Leisha.
You're welcome.
We'll definitely be keeping our eyes on those trends and taste buds too, hopefully. And we'll see you again next week.
The B stands for breakfast.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.